K540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wiggehell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're learning more about a competitor who died taking part in yesterday's Ironman Wisconsin Triathlon. He was a 51-year-old man. The Dane County Sheriff's Department says he suffered what is calling a medical event during the bicycle part of the course in Cross Plains. He was rushed to a Madison hospital, where he later died. Wisconsin's top elections official is getting a vote of no confidence from a state Senate committee. As Terry Bell reports, Megan Wolf may stay on the job regardless.
The vote on the Senate Elections Committee fell along party lines, with three Republicans voting no on reappointing Wolf, one Democrat voting yes, and one Democrat abstaining. Presumably, the vote will go to the full Senate, where it appears she lacks Republican support. But legal experts say it's no matter. They say Wolf would have to step down in order for there to be a vacancy. She hasn't done that. It's likely Wolf's job future will eventually be settled in court. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Republicans plan to release their plan to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee in the next week to 10 days. That's according to Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August. Negotiations are still underway, but August says the Republican plan will not use money from the state's $4 billion surplus.
I think that this deal will be built more around kind of the revenues off of player salaries, the tax revenues off of those, and maybe some sales tax revenue that comes out of the sales when we all go to a game and buy a popcorn or a Miller Lite.
American Family Field needs upgrades if the Brewers are going to stay in Wisconsin. August was on Upfront on WISN-TV Sunday. Consumer advocates are warning people to be careful about where to turn for help to get out of debt. Brittany Merlot reports.
Millions of Americans use debt consolidation and credit repair companies to improve their household finances. Judy Dollison is with the Better Business Bureau. She says to stay away from companies that use high-pressure tactics. She says they charge big fees and promise to fix your credit quickly.
But what we find is, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. Credit and debit repair actually take months, if not years, to solve.
Dollison recommends negotiating with creditors directly to lower payments or interest. She says there are also legitimate companies which help with debt relief. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The State Department of Natural Resources will hold a public hearing on their new proposed wolf hunt regulations tomorrow night. The changes come in response to the state's updated wolf management plan. The new rules will put tighter restrictions on hunters, and the DNR plans to come to a final vote in October. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New state funding is assisting veterans in southeastern Wisconsin.
A statement from the governor says 16 nonprofit organizations will receive funds under a veteran mental health grant program. The grants aim to support the mental well-being of Wisconsin veterans, Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, based in Racine, and working with the Milwaukee Tiny Homes Village Project, will use a $50,000 grant to add a veteran peer support specialist to their nine-line support program. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
$20,000 in stolen items from Kohl's has Oak Creek police looking for three ladies. Investigators have released photographs of the suspects. The women are accused of concealing perfume and cologne within their clothing. The thefts have not been limited to Oak Creek alone, as the suspects are also believed to have targeted stores in Menominee Falls and Waukesha. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks respond to Giannis. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo gave a lengthy interview to the New York Times in August about what it takes to be a competitor. When asked if he'll sign an extension with Milwaukee, he said it's important that he's with an organization dedicated to winning a championship. Today, the Bucks held their charity golf outing at the Bog in Saukville, and new head coach Adrian Griffin was asked about his relationship so far with Giannis.
Giannis and I are on the same page. You know, we have a great relationship so far, and he's been just pleasant to get to know, and he wants to win, and I want to win, and it's that simple. So I respect him. I respect what he's accomplished in this league, and we're here together to win. We're going to, you know, lead the team together. When he leaves, the others will follow. So I think it's great.
The Bucks begin camp on October 3rd. baseball, the Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Marlins. Milwaukee with a three-game lead in the NL Central. Lefty Jesus Luzardo on the mound for Miami against Milwaukee's Brandon Woodruff. First pitch tonight at American Family Field is at 6:40. College football, the Badgers lost to Washington State, hurt Wisconsin in the rankings after losing 31-22 Saturday night. The Badgers fell from 19 to dropped out of the top 25, head coach Luke Fickell.
There's stretches where we played good enough football that we can play for a championship, and then there's stretches where we didn't play nearly as well as we should and could, and know we can.
NFL, the Packers with some injuries after their 38-20 win over Chicago. Running back Aaron Jones being treated for a hamstring injury. Linebacker Quay Walker is in the concussion protocol. Tonight, it's the Jets and the Bills in New York for Monday Night Football. Will Matt LaFleur be watching?
I'm sure it'll be on. Usually the Monday night game's on in the background, but I'm not paying it usually a ton of attention to it. Certainly, the focus is on the Atlanta Falcons.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, same as it ever was, apparently, Dom. The happier happy hour. I'm feeling happy about it. And there's some breaking news. You shared it with me, your source, Molly Beck, the Journal Sentinel. I'm going to share the headline, Dom, and then we can talk about it. There's a lawsuit, and it asked the state Supreme Court to block Republican lawmakers seeking to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. And this lawsuit is being dropped by Tim Burns. Now, why should you know that name? Do you remember that name, Tom?
I certainly do.
Tim Burns
times
was a Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate. He unsuccessfully ran for the position, didn't win the primary. I believe he ran against, was it Dallet? Was it the Dallet race?
I believe it was. Yes.
And Ed Filone was the odd man out against Karofsky. But Burns has filed a lawsuit, as Molly Beck reports. Dom, thanks for flagging this one.
Oh, yeah.
A former Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate is asking the state's highest court to block Republican lawmakers from launching impeachment proceedings against a justice whose election in April flipped the court to liberal control. I was excited at the time, Dom. And it sets the stage for a new electoral map that could boost the number of legislative seats held by Democrats. That's what all the conjecture is about, right? She called the maps rigged and unfair. Now, Madison attorney Tim Burns, who ran for a seat on the court in 2018, filed a lawsuit today against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. We know that guy. Arguing an impeachment of a Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz, would violate the constitutional rights of the voters who supported her during the spring election. Could I be a litigant in that suit? I voted for Janet Protasiewicz.
As did I.
Voss first floated the idea of impeaching Protasiewicz last month. He said Protasiewicz's comments during her campaign about the state's electoral maps being rigged require her to recuse herself from lawsuits filed by Democrats seeking to rewrite the maps to be less favorable to Republicans. That's a nice way of putting it, Molly Beck. But the Wisconsin Constitution does not outline avenues to impeach such officials over recusal issues. Even so, Voss and the Republican lawmakers have signaled the move could happen this year. Hell, it could happen this week.
A quote, Crudy. The votes of over 1 million Wisconsinites are about to be assigned to the dustbin of history by an un-American, anti-democratic power play by the Wisconsin State Legislature that is designed to and will simultaneously destroy judicial independence and the right of voters to effectuate political change in Wisconsin, Burns wrote in the lawsuit, which was filed directly with the Supreme Court. Accurdy. He goes on to say, it takes no law degree to understand that the legislature's threatened conduct violates the entire framework of the Wisconsin Constitution, which separates power between the branches of government and ensures judicial independence and the right of voters to affect political change. Now, this is interesting, Curdy. I mean, obviously, there's four liberals on that court, right? Could she judge on this case? Could they accept this case?
Would she recuse on whether or not to rule on her own impeachment? I suspect she would recuse, Dom. And I would wonder if Hagedorn wouldn't vote with the liberals if given the opportunity. Now, keep bringing up something called original jurisdiction. Now, should this go directly to the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Tim Burns, certainly smarter than I in this regard. He thinks so. I think that this is certainly a unique case. This is not something where the failure to act allows some harm to be done and then you have a district court, whatever. No, if Protasiewicz is impeached, this becomes a real-time action, anti-democratic. I can see the value of going straight to the Wisconsin Supreme Court or potentially the federal courts to block this action. I don't think you can wait for the harm and then take the lawsuit. But I could also see this being dismissed for lack of standing. And because there is no harm that's been done yet, you can't seek redress unless there's harm.
Well, you can just imagine the harm. But here's an interesting concept, though. If there is no harm, then why should Janet Protasiewicz recuse? She's not been harmed. She can vote on whether an action like this would be constitutional or not. Why not? You know what I'm saying? I mean, when's the last time Republicans recused from anything?
Never, ever, never that I recall. I mean, I don't want to be too blanketing, but never, ever, never. Not if it, you know, was for their benefit, Dom. Now, talking about Tim Burns, he did run as a liberal-leaning candidate, and he was outspoken about issues facing the state. A practice court candidates had largely avoided an official nonpartisan races until that point. I don't think he was the only one. In that race, if I recall, and we did broadcast Rebecca Dallet, now Justice Rebecca Dallet, from the Women's March in Milwaukee. And our friend Jocasta Zamarripa, formerly state rep, I believe she's an alder in Milwaukee now, she did the interview walking down the street in the march with Rebecca Dallet. And I thought that was pretty cool. And Dallet didn't hide from her advocacy for women's rights issues at that time. And of course, abortion wasn't illegal then in the state of Wisconsin. I feel quite confident that Rebecca Dallet would have expressed her personal opinion on that issue based on how she ran her campaign. And I thought it was refreshing. And I think Kurowski followed her lead. I don't think they hid from the issues. I think it was the fact that Republicans so clearly stand for something. They all join the same clubs, the Federalist Society, whatever. We're going to strip abortion rights. We're going to do this and that. And if you join this club, it's like the He-Man Woman Haters Club. You pretty much know they're not in it for women's rights. But the liberal candidates had always kind of been a little shy. Well, Tim Burns, less so. But I would also point out, Dom, I didn't feel like Dallet was very shy in her campaign. She maybe just didn't go full. I thought she was every bit as expressive of her opinions as was Protasiewicz, quite frankly. I'm trying to draw a distinction. I really cannot.
It's a good point. And I'm not clear that expressing an opinion is expressing judgment on a case that has not yet been before you. Obviously, that's a matter of interpretation. But given the way that the Republicans have, you know, addressed this issue in the past, I'm fine with it.
Now, during the 2018 race, conservative candidate Michael Skronik, if you'll recall him, Dom, questioned how Dallet could hear cases on water quality or how legislative lines are drawn because of comments she made on those issues. Well, wait, next, Robin Voss will be calling for her recusal time.
Right.
And Dalek questioned whether Burns could hear cases involving Governor Scott Walker because of his attacks on the Republican governor. Dalek shifted her approach as the campaign progressed by first declining to say who she voted for in the 16 presidential and later releasing an ad that said former President Donald Trump had attacked our civil rights. I don't think she was pro Donald Trump, Dom.
A couple other ways some of these candidates address these issues. In 2020, former Supreme Court candidate Dan Keller, remember that guy, appeared at Republican events, was endorsed by then President Trump, and set up his campaign headquarters at the Republican Party of Wisconsin office. I mean, you know what I mean? Justice Jill Karofsky, member of the court's liberal minority who defeated Kelly in 2020, said during the race she believes there are constitutional ways to put restrictions on guns, believes abortion should be a matter kept between a woman and her doctor, and champions collective bargaining. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn promoted an endorsement by the National Rifle Association during his 2019 campaign for the court. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley in 2016 appeared in a campaign mailer wearing blaze orange and holding a shotgun. Judges and judicial candidates in Wisconsin are barred by state judicial code from making pledges, promises, or commitments, quote, that are inconsistent with the impartial performance of the adjudicative duties of the office about cases, controversies, or issues that are likely to come before the court. Pledges, promises, and commitments. Opinions are not pledges. Opinions are not promises, and opinions are not commitments.
Dom, a little bit farther in this piece at the Journal Sentinel, at the same time, the U.S. Supreme Court in 2002 ruled judicial candidates have a First Amendment right to announce their views on disputed legal and political issues. According to Robert Yablon, a professor and co-director of the State Democracy Research Institute at the University of Wisconsin Law School, the problem is when candidates are getting more specific about their commitments, he said. Yablon also pointed to a 2007 decision in the U.S. District Court in Western Wisconsin that concluded, here's a quote, an actual commitment to rule a certain way on a case, controversy, or issue likely to come before the court is required to be considered a violation of ethical rules governing judges' speech during a campaign. So the precedent says, unless you say, I will rule on the case this way, you have expressly and specifically enumerated rights to free speech in the U.S. Constitution, even as a judicial candidate. You can express your opinion. That's been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Maybe Robin Voss has heard of them. Seems so proud of the six conservatives they've now impaneled there.
Pledges, promises, commitments, saying that the maps are rigged or saying the maps are constitutional, as Dan Kelly did, are not making a pledge. That is not making a promise. That is not committing to any action. That is expressing an opinion, and you have the right to do that. Robin Voss, you don't have the right to impeach Janet Protasiewicz because you don't like her.
Dom, you have the right to remain silent, but you never seemingly acknowledge that right and remain silent for any substantial period of time, even though
I gotta get my opinions out there, man. We want your opinions. What do you think? 844-967-2789. We pledge, we promise, we commit to bringing you the best damn radio we can possibly do. Join us on the phones, 844-96-PARTY.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Uh-oh. Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 50. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. Cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 46. Mid-60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Upper 60s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love it when we hear from you, our audience, at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, on the text line, and it's so easy to text us now, just get the Civic Media app, and while you stream us, there's a little icon at the bottom, and you can text us in real time. And it comes to my phone, and I believe Dom reads them occasionally as well. Here's the question. Will you really show up on Friday? Hell yeah! Have you, Dom, this Brody. Must be a new friend, new listener.
Obviously.
Because for 30 years, if we say we're showing up to party, we're at the party. You better bring extra beer. That's my point of view. Dom and Crute will be in Chippewa Falls this Friday for Oktoberfest. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Oktoberfest? I got the hotel rooms and everything. We're going to Wausau this Thursday. Now, I anticipated a studio show in Wausau, Dom, but we can go to the Dean Dome. We can go out to the bowling alley. We can meet people. We can have beers that night. And then also, Dana from La Crosse, our buddy. I love Dana. Dana's got a Devil's Advocates bumper sticker on his car. They don't even make those. Dana had it special ordered. That's how cool Dana is. Here's what Dana says. I put in my request to have off on the 29th. No word yet. I may have to quit my job. Dana in La Crosse. Dana, if I need to call the boss and put in a good word for you and say we're coming partying, and I know it's Oktoberfest and they may need you, Dana, but you know, if you got to quit, you got to quit, man.
Bring the boss down. We'll be fine.
Bring the boss down. It'll be late in the day. You don't have to quit so much. It's just show up drunk
a little early
or duck out a little early. Depends
on more early, show up a little late, you know. I'm not gonna quit. I'm just not gonna show up anymore.
Oh,
I'm just not gonna go.
Boss, I feel sick Friday the 29th. My arm's broken. 844-967-2789. Dom, there's also some quibble with the name of the tour. We called it the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. You had the Fall in Love. I threw in the Hometown Tour because that's part of the Civic Media. We're the hometown radio restored, right? So that's a little nod of the cap to the mothership here.
Well, and we got the Fall in Love tour because we did the Summer of Love 1 and 2 or 3, and we didn't really get to Summer of Love this year. So it's the Fall in Love because it's going to be fall soon.
Fall in Love. Here's the question. Come on, dudes, says the text. Love is a drug tour.
Love is a drug.
Fall in Love tour. I think that's our crap talking friend from Shorewood. He came and saw us at the Realm of Coin. It kind of started then, didn't it, Don? I mean, it was sort of an ill-conceived, quickly thrown together little shindig the night of the Republican Party debate at the Realm of Coin.
Realm of Coin.
And Terry was kind enough to accommodate, but Dom, with slightly more, but not a lot more forethought and contemplation and planning, we're going on the road for like 3 weeks straight, dude.
I know, dude. Whose idea was this?
I think Sage mentioned something. And Sage, if the alternative
was out of the studio,
if the alternative is getting stuck in the office or going out partying with the people for every like Oktoberfest in the state of Wisconsin,
what would you do?
Well, you know what I was going to do. Did we mention the Fall in Love Tour coming to a town near you soon? 844-967-2789. Let's get to our fair audience, at least the ones we like. Joe from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joe.
Fall in Love Tour. That's such a beautiful thing. Just be perfect for t-shirts and hats and all that. Fall in Love. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely poetic and lovely. I think it's just go with it. It's.
I asked the team here, will there be special promotions? They said, well, why don't you guys get us started? The Fall in Love Tour. Apparently, it's a soft rollout here from Civic Media. It's just sort of a Dom and Crute production, one of those sort of deals.
It's beautiful, beautiful. I just wanted to respond. In your previous segment, you were talking about the lawyer from Madison who had run for
Tim Burns.
Court, who was, yeah, thank you. And within it, you asked the question, could he do what he's doing because there hasn't been actual injury yet in that the impeachment hasn't happened. I just wanted to mention that Matt Flynn in the his show was talking about this, and he said that you do not have to wait for injury. So if injury is imminent, which one could argue in this case, you can ask for what is called equitable release. So oftentimes a legal remedy has to do with monetary damages. In this case, an equitable release means, as I understand, and I talk like I know, like I'm a lawyer, but as I understand from reading it, is the plaintiff is asking the person who has committed the harm to either do an action to rectify it or not do something. So that's what it would be. So instead of waiting for injury, you can ask for equitable release, meaning that they would ask the legislature to stop what they're doing. And the mechanism for doing that, there are various kinds of equitable releases, but one is an injunction. An injunction saying stop. That's an example of an equitable.
Oh, sorry, Joe. Dom, you had a thought.
No, I want to get Joe's opinion. Thank you for that specific contribution, Joe.
Can I throw something in on that line? I look specifically at the Michael Kisick case. Michael Kisick went to the federal court seeking relief from the fascistic and unconstitutional arrest of the Solidarity Singers at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And while Kisick was never actually arrested, he sought relief because as a state employee, he feared being arrested and losing his employment. And Conley, the federal judge, actually gave him relief ultimately. Dom, sorry.
Now, Joe, real quick, what's your opinion then, if this were to happen, on Justice Protasiewicz's potential recusal of this this Burns case?
That's a really good question. I mean, since the Republicans don't have to issue any reason for their recusal, and you can have someone like other Republicans just having people in front of them that they've given them millions in campaign contributions, and they gave him wasn't required to recuse. I don't know why she should have to recuse. I think she's got more morals than they do, the Republicans do, so she's likely to recuse. But I would say if she wanted to go by the example of the Republicans, she would just go make me and bite me and let it go at that.
So, I like that opinion. Devil's
Advocates. Come back 844-96.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden marked 9/11 with U.S. troops and their families today in Alaska.
We must not succumb to the poisonous politics of difference and division. We must never allow ourselves to be pulled apart by petty manufactured grievances. and must continue to stand united.
Nearly 3,000 people died in the terror attacks 22 years ago in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. The death toll from a massive earthquake now topped 2,800 in Morocco. CBS's Chris Lipsay.
This bulldozer arrived to clear roads blocked by rock slides, as others, including this 66-year-old man, used his hands to try to rescue people, including his own sister.
The feds are now helping police find convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante in Pennsylvania. Robert Clark's with the U.S. Marshals Service.
This is a manhunt, and all that means to us is that it's a longer fugitive investigation with more resources.
He's been on the run for 12 days. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Waukesha water bills will be going up as the city shifts to Lake Michigan water. Officials predict a 45% increase in water bills over the next 4 years. The transition to lake water begins this week and has come with significant expenses. Initial bills for Waukesha's new water are due next month. A fire that forced people out of a Southside Milwaukee apartment complex this morning started outside the building. Firefighters were called to 21st Street and Mitchell at around 3 a.m. Everyone inside was able to get out, and the Red Cross is assisting 10 people. A COVID-related scam is giving the feds a reason to issue a warning. The FTC has issued a warning about a new scam targeting Medicare beneficiaries involving fake offers for free COVID tests through phone, web, and TV ads. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Should have called this the We Got Love for You edition. It's a happier, happy hour. We're rolling through it. Dom, do you know, I'm doing a little bonus radio tonight. I'm filling in for our friend Maggie Dawn. She is at trial today. So I got late word. Hey, Crudy, can you just stick around for an extra hour? Sure. I love doing radio shows. And, you know, talking to the peoples at 844-967-2789. Although I'm not wiping the slate clean at 6. If you call during this show, you don't get a second crack at me. One and done.
All right. Good to know.
And Dom, just for the record, I'll be filling in for the Maggie Dawn show all week. So lots of bonus crudy on the radio.
Oh, really? Wow.
We'll see if that affects me on Thursday. Well, Thursday is the studio show, but Friday is the party show. See how I set those up, Dom?
Yeah, Friday's normally a replay for Mega, though, so, you know.
Oh, we're not staying late on Friday. We'll be Oktoberfest on both the 15th, this Friday, and also the 29th, Chippewa Falls, this Friday. Come see us up there past the Leinenkugel's Brewing Company. And, you know, we'll be at the Oktoberfest grounds in La Crosse, I suspect, Dom. I'll pin down a broadcast location. We'll be the super cool guys that are relatively sober relative to the crowd.
It is Oktoberfest.
It is Oktoberfest. 844-967-2789. The Fall in Love Devil's Advocates Hometown Tour 2023. Please join us at a party spot near you. Cindy from Appleton. We'll get to Appleton soon. Cindy, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cindy.
Good. I can't wait for you to get here. Anyway, I would just like to say that the Republicans are in the mood to derail democracy. They want to maintain their power. They want to waste taxpayer dollars, be general ass wipes. And the reason they pull this Wolf, Megan Wolf, and Janet Protasiewicz crap is because they just want to deflect us from all the really, you know, big important issues that matter. And it's just really getting sickening. And I can't even believe that a lot of the Republicans haven't just had enough of this crap.
Well, I think the people have, Cindy. Certainly, I can tell from your tone, you're a little done with it all. But Cindy, what would you rather we be talking about litigating or legislating here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, how about preserving our wetlands, doing a wolf management plan that makes sense? How about some climate issues, saving our timberlands, getting rid of all this big agriculture, dealing with the PFAS issues, dealing with the alga blooms? I mean, the list goes on and on. Education, healthcare for all, you know, just like I say, the list goes on. I mean, there's so many bigger fish to fry, and we're wasting our time on this petty, crappy stuff that they just can't think of anything better to do to deflect. It's ridiculous.
I can tell you with the PFAS, Cindy, I don't eat the fish out of our waterways here in the state of Wisconsin anymore. I'll catch them. I'll put them back, but I won't eat them.
Yep.
Cindy, you have enumerated a number of issues I would rather litigate or legislate or perhaps
argue about, right. Let's make a priority list. But what I didn't hear, Cindy, and thank you for the call and thank you for listening. How does that help Republicans raise money
or retain control over power indefinitely, despite the will of the voters?
I mean, you know, the voters. What do they know? You know, the Republicans, they know better than the voters. Better ideas, better candidates, rigged maps. We got this.
You know, that's the kicker one. Better ideas, better candidates, rigged maps. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll point out again, you know, as Don reminded me today, is that Dan Connell sent off a letter encouraging the vice president or, you know, Ron Johnson to participate in the fake electors thing. And once again, I'll point out, and that is an extension of the whole fake electors thing, and I'll point out that it's likely, in my non-lawyer opinion, a violation of the Constitution and Wisconsin Constitution under 14.2 of the Constitution, amendments of the Constitution, where it says, in any way abridged for a selection of electors for the presidency. And it also would be included is our choice of voting for a judicial candidate or any legislative candidate within the states, because that is a violation of that as well, because it says in any way abridged. And that kind of, you know, it gets pretty broad when you say that. And they're attempting to abridge the result of the election, which includes our right to vote, because we have the right to select our candidates. And they're clearly trying to upend the election and that in violating their oath to the Constitution, especially Knodel's effort, you know, with his sending a letter off saying encouraging the furtherance of the fake electors thing to the vice president or senator to do that, to delay the election. I mean, it's clear he's clearly part of the conspiracy. Let's point that out again, conspiracy. And let's look down in Louisiana. There was actually 39 people that the grand jury said should be indicted. But the attorney down there just said, I'll just indict 19 of them at this time. So the other 20 of them, unless they're cooperating and testifying, that an indictment could drop on them at any point in time as well.
Well, Lindsey Graham and Cleta Mitchell with ties to Wisconsin politics and bad governance. Well, I don't think they're cooperating at this point, Mark.
Drop the hammer on them. Drop the hammer on them all. And here in the state of Wisconsin as well, I mean, that Josh Call, you've got enough evidence out there to indict at least 11 people, if not 12, which would include Robin Voss and Fitzgerald. And with this, and Dan Canoda was a participant as well as in furtherance of that, of the conspiracy.
Mark, I'm going to cut you off there. I have not seen what I would describe as criminality from Robin Voss, perhaps from Scott Fitzgerald when he was in state governance, because they let the false electors into the building. If this is a conspiracy, Fitzy was in part. Fitzy would have been in part, presumably. He would have acknowledged through his staffers and would have cooperated in the greater conspiracy, allowing them to come in and use a room secured by Fitzy and his staff. But, don't want to throw around criminality against Robin Voss.
Well, you can,
unless you can prove it.
That depends on how you read the Constitution. Thanks for the call, 844-967-2789. But my Wisconsin state senator, Dan Canoda. Well, he wasn't a state senator back in 2020. He was a state legislator. He was a state rep, and he beat Emily Segrist back in 2020.
Yep.
The very same election, right, that he put forth a letter signed by many other Republicans from Wisconsin to then Vice President Pence to delay the certification.
January 1st, 2021, ironically. Conspicuous in its timing.
Same guy who's leading the charge to what? Throw out Wisconsin Election Commissioner, Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, also leading the charge against what? Impeaching, perhaps, Justice Protasiewicz. Dan Canoda, in his own won his election in 2020. I won. I'm good. Good. I beat Emily Segrist. That's great. By like 1,000 votes. Love that election. Oh, my election was fine. But Trump's, that was rigged. And all you Republicans, y'all won your elections in 2020, but Trump's was rigged? Then how did you win? Was yours rigged too? The whole thing is just a terrible joke. It's embarrassing. And they keep going back to it because they can't let go because they know they're losing the argument.
844-967-2789. Trucker Dean up in Cadott today. Welcome. Dean, what do you got for us?
How you doing, guys?
Excellent.
I kind of put this Protasiewicz stuff all at the feet of Josh Call. I think if he would have started prosecuting the false electors, it would have put the rest of the Republicans back on their set them back on their heels a little bit and maybe think about doing crazy stuff before going along with all this and keeping up with all this goofy stuff.
Well, Trucker Dean, strategically, you're absolutely right. I mean, if they were defending themselves in a false elector conspiracy indictment scheme right now in the state of Wisconsin, I don't think they'd be quite so anxious to worry about impeaching Supreme Court justices. You're right. It would be a show of force, a show of strength, a show of law and order here, that no party, no man is above the law. But, Dean, they're acting like they are, and they're getting away with it mostly.
Yeah, they are. It's time to stop all this. I did call. Well, I actually got an email, Josh Call, because you can't call him direct. And I emailed him, told him to get on the stick, but got no response.
No reply at all. Appreciate it, Trucker Dean. Keep her between the lines out there. Keep the hammer down. What are all the trucker things? Keep the rubber side down and smoke you off your ass. Eddie.
Yeah, and if you're in the hammer lane and someone comes up behind you, you have two options. You can speed up or you can move over. Those are the rules of the road.
Yes. If you're listening to our voices right now and you're in the left lane and you got more than one car sitting behind you, move over. What are you doing? Stop being my grandma. Move over.
I'm driving fast enough for everybody.
Dominic, I mentioned I'm going to fill in for Maggie Dawn today, so I'm sticking around beyond 6 o'clock, and I got to find guests joining me at 6:05. He is Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Mark Thompson.
Excellent.
And Mark hosts his own show here at 7 o'clock on Monday nights, the Paul Revere Show. Mark's a guy you're going to want to hear from today. We've talked quite a bit about what's gone on with Megan Wolf and perhaps what will happen to Janet Protasiewicz. And Tim Burns, a former Supreme Court candidate, has rolled out a lawsuit trying to block any impeachment action against Protasiewicz. And over on the Senate side, Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Election Commissioner's administrator, they tried to move forward to kill her nomination that no one's actually seeking, except the Republicans. They're grabbing it. And they voted 3-1. We had Senator Mark Spreitzer on earlier. He was the one vote in support of Megan Wolf, opposed to today's action. But it could be up before the full Senate as early as Thursday. So try to keep you up to date here. And a lot of love going on because Devil's Advocates on a Fall in Love tour starting this Thursday. Going to Wausau on Thursday. We'll be in Chippewa Falls at the Oktoberfest on Friday. Hope to party with you soon. 844-967-2789. Bill from Muscadet, our favorite conservative from Muscadet. How you doing, Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Thank you.
I just want to say I appreciate the dialogue. And I pray every day for our leaders in this country. And I just think it's sad to have a president on a world stage that is obviously not all there.
Are we talking about Trump with Putin in Helsinki? Because that was really a troubling moment in history.
It was. It was very, very shameful, Bill. I agree.
It humbles me to see a president that is going downhill quickly, and his family puts him up there. And
you're implying Biden is deteriorating rapidly, Bill.
I'm not clear. I'm not clear. Let's talk about Biden. Are you talking about Trump or Biden? Because you're talking about a guy who's deteriorating rapidly. I mean, Trump's got 4 indictments. His kids, I mean, I don't know what's happening with the kids. I haven't seen him with his daughter since he left the White House. So, Bill, man, are you talking about Trump or you're talking about Biden?
I'm talking about the current president.
And that is?
Who is the current president?
I'm asking you, Bill. Just want to make sure we're on the same page, brother.
Oh, I just had a Joe Biden moment. I'm sorry.
See, I saw what you did there, Bill. Trying to be clever on us and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Bill, were you happy about the Packers win? Can we agree that the Bears still suck, Bill?
No, I think the Jets are going to suck.
So, but Aaron Rodgers is immunized. I thought he was your kind of guy, Bill. Kind of sticking it to the man by not getting fully vaccinated last season. Didn't you like that?
Well, I think he's got his options. I mean, it's still a free world, isn't it? Maybe I agree with him.
And maybe you don't.
But
maybe you do.
I hope the Bills hand it to him.
Yeah, we can agree on that one, Bill. Thanks, man.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. More love for you at 844-96-PARTY.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 50 tonight under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 67 tomorrow, mainly clear. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, 46, cloudy. Mid-60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered showers, upper 60s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our, well, my last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit me up right now at 844-967-2789. Crudy's going to stick around and fill in for the Maggie Dawn show. Make sure you stick around. Mark Thompson going to be his guest in the 6 o'clock hour. Crudy, want to throw out a quick headline for your consideration? 844-967-2789. Former President Donald Trump has made a legal motion formally asking D.C. District Judge Tanya Chutkan to recuse herself from the federal election charges against him. The Messenger reported on Monday. Key focus of the request, in their, said the report, is commentary the judge made during the trial of Christine Priola, a Northern Ohio woman sentenced to 15 months in federal prison for her role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, which appeared to reference the former president. Here's the quote. "This was nothing less than an attempt to violently overthrow the government, the legally, lawfully, peacefully elected government by individuals who were mad that their guy lost. And the people who mobbed the Capitol were there in fealty, not to the ideals of this country, not to the principles of democracy. It's a blind loyalty to one person, by the way, who, by the way, remains free to this day." Trump's attorneys argue that that quote is an apparent prejudgment of guilt, by implying that Trump is free but should not be free. However, former federal prosecutor Joy Vance noted on X her opinion that this motion is probably not going to work. Her quote, "Unsurprising that he would do this seems unlikely to succeed. The case for refusing Judge Cannon in Florida would be far stronger, and so far the government has not chosen to bring it. The decision to recuse from a case ultimately rests with Chutkan herself, who will review the complaint and would be expected to use her own judgment on whether she can be impartial."
You know, like Janet Protasiewicz will.
Exactly.
Just saying. 844-967-2789. Our pal Rico from Rock County. Feeling the love, Rico. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Rico?
Oh, yeah, brother. Feeling the love. Holy cow. What a performance that guy put on yesterday. He far exceeded any of my expectations, didn't he? hey, did the defense show up? I think it was only seconds away from the end of the third quarter before they scored their first legit touchdown. And I guarantee today Justin Fields is thinking, "Oh, man, that hurts a little when I move like this."
You know, yeah. I think I was the first to predict a transfer of ownership from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, the transfer deed to Chicago. Now Love owns their ass.
He's got the title now, man. He clearly took it over. 38 points? Come on, man.
Rico, I got to tell you, the whole state of Wisconsin feels better when the Packers win, especially when they crush the Bears like that, don't they? And it's happened, what, nine straight times? I mean, we're going on 30 years. If I was from Chicago, and I say this to our Chicago friends, I would not admit I was from there.
I'll tell you what, though. Justin Fields, that dude, I said, if he's going to continue to make a living like this in the NFL, he ain't going to last long.
Well, not with a 6-22 winning record as a starter, Rico. Even by Chicago standards, that ain't great.
He can't make it up with volume.
1,100 yards. He had 1,100 yards last year, and it's like, really? He got 1,100 yards out of your quarterback. That tells me he's running for his life most of the time.
How depressing it must be to be a Chicago Bears fan. How depressing your life must be. Right, Kutchka? So sad. So sad. Another year.
There has been some grief. I have to tell you.
Did you hear during the telecast they talked about Polis, this new guy with the Bears organization, 2 years on the job, and he said, you know, we need to know we can win. We can't hope we can win. And I had heard a lot of hope coming out of Chicago. We have a lot of hope for the new season.
Hope and change.
Yeah. Well, how'd that work out for you or Barack Obama? Because I got to tell you, I don't know who plays a better defense. You know, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan or Quay Walker in the Packers? He's a man. Quay Walker, he's a man.
Wasn't it always the 85 Bears, right? Was that the Super Bowl shuffle? Was
Yes. McMahon. Defense wins championships. That's what they say, Dom. 844-967-2789. Don't ask me how the Badgers did Saturday night.
How'd the Badgers do, Crudy?
We don't talk about the losses. It was a sad only loss. The wins.
Hey, it's only gambling when you lose, Crudy. Otherwise, it's a sure thing, baby.
I wasn't gambling, so it didn't really bother me. Here's the part I loved.
Yeah, but no one talks about the losing, man. You know, if you're a gambler, people go out, bet on this or bet on that, or went to the casino. You always hear about the winning, man. You always hear about the big fish. You never hear about the one that got away. You never hear about the big losses. Just keep doubling down, Crudy. That's all you got to do.
Is that how it works? Yeah. Didn't you and Jeff playing cards with me one night play that theory for hours? And one of you paid and one of you didn't.
I'm sure.
I didn't know we were playing for real. Then why would you do it for hours?
Right.
844-967-2789. CJ from Stoughton. I think you owe me some money. Where's my $2, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
No. Hey, guys. It's Dom's turn to buy. I remember that when I saw you guys last.
PBR's for everybody.
I'd rather owe it to you forever, CJ, than never pay you, man.
You watched that Packer game last night, dude? Or yesterday afternoon? It kind of ended during the evening. Were you excited about the Jordan Love?
Yeah, it was awesome, but I'd like to remember the 2,977 Americans we lost, even though the president doesn't want to. And I think the previous caller, Crudy, was speaking about the, orchestrated press conference again, where he almost lost his cap. And the guy's a disaster. I know you guys want to not acknowledge him, and you don't want to just face the fact as a party that you won't even let your party campaign.
What are you talking about?
I won't let our party campaign. What are you talking about, CJ? And listen, I've laid it out for you before, man. If Joe Biden was weakened at Bernie's, I'd still vote for him over any Republican that the fascist mega put forward, dude. Do you understand that? If I say it more than once, will you believe me then? It doesn't matter. Your party, your mega is so backwards and upside down and fascistic. No freaking way, man. I'd vote for a dead man before I voted for anybody the Republicans are putting forward.
CJ, you've used up your call, just for the record. I will not be taking your call when I fill in for Maggie Dawn next. You've burned it. I want to get it out now. I will be filling in for our pal Maggie Dawn. I got a fine guest, I believe. Mark Thompson, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, attorney at law. He's looking for a link. We'll get it to him right away. We will have him. It's 6:06. And then Mark Thompson does his own fine show. It's called the Paul Revere Show. If you haven't heard it, tonight would be a great night to listen. He's going to have some opinions on the Megan Wolf, I suspect. Stick around the Maggie Dawn Show with a capable fill-in, I hope.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.